Previously, we shared with you the dua when leaving the home. Now, the dua when entering the home. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawlaji wa khayral makhraj. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna. O Allah, I ask for you the good of entry and the good of exit. With the name of Allah, we enter and with the name of Allah, we go out. And alone upon Allah do we place our trust. So what we're saying, O Allah, inni as'aluka khayral mawlaj. O Allah, I beseech you for a good entry. Meaning, I may find an ideal situation. I may have been away from my home now that I'm coming back, I want to find an ideal situation. It happens that a person goes out and returns home after some time to find unfavorable circumstances in the home. Illness. Injury. Lost, there's been a break-in, things like that. So the Prophet ﷺ advised that we make this dua on entering the home, that we may be, there may be safety, and that everything must go well for us when we enter the home, that everything be suitable and perfectly as we would like to have it. The next sentence says, and a good going out. وَخَيْرِ الْمَخْرَجِ. So we confirm that when we enter the home, we're not going to stay there all the time. But sooner or later, we have to leave the home again. So we're asking that there should be good conditions even when we go out. Nabi Salsam then added at the end of both sentences, اللهم إني أسألك خير المولد وخير المخرج. Requesting the good on entry and the good exit, he encircled and put it in khair. That we want goodness on both ends, at both aspects. Now, when we talk of goodness, when we say al-khayr, which we broadly translate as good, there's a deeper connotation to it. Includes all a person's needs in this world and the next. Security, health, etc., etc., etc. Ensuring freedom from punishment of the after is also included. So this includes one's whole life in this world as well as in the after. If every person makes this dua every day upon entering the home with focus of heart and it is accepted by Allah in its entirety, then all our anxieties will be removed. And life in this world will be paradise for us. With the blessings of both the worlds. The next sentence says, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. We enter, walajna. So what we are affirming is that we cannot correct our affairs by ourselves. We need Allah's support. And only Allah can keep our affairs in order. Wa bismillah kharajna, and we leave with the permission of Allah. The going out is also in the name of Allah. Wa ala Allahi Rabbina tawakkalna. And the concluding sentence is that, and Allah our Rabb we trust. So the person making this dua has made dua for good at each end, hoping no evil befalls him or her. And if anything does happen, then we rely entirely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as we have pleaded with Allah, anything could have happened, but once we place our affairs with Allah, our trust in Allah, and then we're convinced that Allah will take care of it. And if something happens which seems outwardly converse to us, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put goodness in that. So a believer must always request Allah for goodness in this world and security also and safety. We should never make dua that we find ourselves in a situation where we call upon ourselves to find for difficulty. Rather, we should make dua for afiyat and protection. Now, look at it like this, that we may compare our relationship between ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared to a son who is concerned about his own tarbiyah and he leaves his tarbiyah, his training and supervision in the hands of his father. Sometimes the father's decisions may not be pleasant for him, but the father knows what is necessary for him. the father may not permit him to go out. New Year's Eve, everyone wants to go out, all youngsters. They want to enjoy some sort of festivity and atmosphere, which has no basis in Islam. Anyway, that's another discussion. So the father tells him that you cannot go out. The son obviously is displeased with that. But he resigns to his father's will and says, look, I accept it, it's from my father. I know he knows what is good for me. So similarly, when we make dua to Allah, it means that we place our affairs in the hand of Allah. For instance, for example, a patient makes dua for recovery, but his sickness prolongs. It might seem that his dua is not answered, but the Messenger ﷺ is telling us that the dua here implies that when we make dua, we've left our fate in Allah's hands. And if he prolongs the sickness, it means that in Allah's sight, it is better for us to be sick for more days. If he has not placed his affairs in Allah's hands, if we don't place our affairs in Allah's hands, then if we remain sick for long or we didn't get what we want, we'll think of it as a punishment. We'll think of it that Allah has not accepted my du'as or I'm being punished, that's why it's not being accepted. So if you have that attitude, but when you realize that Allah is there taking care of your interest, then you'll know that even in the delay of the acceptance of your du'as, there is goodness. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when anyone is sick, the pain and the torment he suffers will be an expiation of his sins, his evils, so that all his sins may be removed from his book of deeds, and he will meet Allah in such a condition that he will be purified from sin. So the illness for a person is good in that sense, but we must make dua for health, not for illness. So when we enter the home, we make the dua to find good conditions in the home, peace of mind, goodness of this world and the year after. The dua does not say we trust in Allah, but it says in our Rabb we trust. Allah is our Rabb, He is our sustainer. His decisions with regards to us is best for us. He knows what is good for us. He knows what is best for us. So surely if a slave seeks goodness on entering the home, and again when he leaves the home and trusts everything in Allah's hands, Allah will not let him down. Allah will turn his domestic life into a life of safety, sound health, peace, both in terms of this world and in the after. So therefore, in conclusion, we need to memorize these du'as and we need to make it a habit of reading it with understanding. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayr al-mawlaj wa khayr al-makhraj. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbina tawakkalna.